Welcome back. You're here with Chloe, Zane and Candace on Green Left Radio on 3CR. And we have Tracksuit from The Herd and founder of Elephant Tracks on the line. Good morning, Tracksuit.
Hey there, Chloe. How's it going?
Yeah, well, thanks. It's good to have you back on the show.
Yeah, happy to be here.
And congratulations on the release of your third album, The Sun Never Sets. Tell us about this album and also some of the features, like the unreleased cover of Red Gum's 80 Australian classic, I Was Only 19, that's featured. Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, sure. So this was 20-year anniversary now, so cast your mind back to 2005. And also, you know, the label started in 98. Our first Herd album was a 2001. And as you know, like, the label started, like, very lo-fi. We were doing everything ourselves, very independent. You could almost think of it like the punk ethos. We started our distribution ourselves and so on. And as we grew, you know, we started, by 2001, we had like a distributor, and then the next album got bigger, but still we couldn't crack the festival scene. This was the festivals, we were, you know, avid goers of to all the festivals. I was at the very first Big Day Out back in the day, like, you know, following all the festivals around. They never had any hip-hop back then. And the Hilltop Hoods just started cracking it. But then us on an independent label is like, how are we ever going to get on here? And we just didn't know the right people. And we just never had the songs that were cracking through. Then this album, The Sun Never Sets, this propelled us into that festival circuit. And politically, what was happening at that time is we were all staunchly anti-war. We were in the midst of the Iraq War, something that it felt like the whole world was against. Yet the leaders trudged relentlessly towards war. So it was on everyone's mind. Everyone was you know, disillusioned with what was going on. But it wasn't that much reflected in culture, in the music culture. A lot of people were scared coming out of the US, it felt, in the early days, because of after September 11, there's this big, you know, ramp up of patriotism and so on. Our albums always stayed political, but one thing we learned is, you know, it's hard to crack into popular culture going down the political avenue. And it was something that was interesting that as a promo for this album, Triple J said, hey, why didn't you guys do this new thing that we just started called Like a Version, where you get to pick a cover. So I picked like this track that always like tugged my heartstrings since a tiny kid. I was only 19, and as part of that, you know, we did this acoustic set jammed in the Triple J studio, and that went pretty good. And it was the first time I played the accordion on a track. It's accordion was something I learned as a kid,
like the piano and accordion.
Yeah, piano accordion. Yeah, I learned it as a kid. And
that's a huge instrument.
Yeah, it represents pretty much just you and Cursive Dialect bringing that into sort of hip hop. that's sick. It's good to see.
Yeah, and then as part of that, you know, John Schumann reached out, and he liked the song, and he actually came on tour with us. And, you know, he'd jump up on stage and
so this is at the end. John Schumann from Red Gum who wrote the song? Is that?
That's right. Yeah, John Schumann from Red Gum.
And this was, just for listeners who are maybe a little bit younger or whatever, I Was Only 19 was this like super famous like anthem against the Vietnam War back in the day. And so when the Herd covered that, that was like a really powerful sort of like an intergenerational, you know, here we are doing this same shit again, sending people to die in wars of conquest.
And
it really hit a nerve. It really catapulted you to the next level. It was brilliant.
Yeah, and what was great is on tour, like, because we always did everything ourselves, we never really had that generational knowledge. But John Schumann, he was telling us that, like, what you guys are doing is what we were doing. And, like, we were a political band, like Red Gum. And he was saying that they always had trouble getting on the radio. And it wasn't until they did, like, I've Been to Bali Too, which was a bit more of a joke song, that, you know, they ended up getting really popular and couldn't get ignored. That, you know, some of their more political stuff ended up getting on the radio.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so John was a great person to chat to. Yeah.
And the passion of Schumann's music lives on, remain.
Now, the Herd are playing next weekend at the People's Blockade of the world's largest coal port. I am extremely excited to see that. And your latest track that you released, I think it was last year, was Soul of My Soul. And I'm curious about this because you've got a tour coming up next year and you've got that gig at the Blockade. I'm guessing you're probably going to be playing that song. And the big question on my mind is, are your collaborators, Serene, Mo, and Big Riggs, going to be coming with you? Look, I know that you've given scoops here on Green Left Radio before. If you want to hold your cards close to your chest, that's cool. But I'm just curious.
No,
you know?
It's
not. Give us the scoop. Yeah, so the people are all over the place, and yeah, like maybe in the local city we might be able to convince them to jump up on stage with us.
Yeah, okay.
No, we do love performing that song with them. We did get to perform it a few weeks ago at the Enmore for a Palestine benefit gig then, where we had Mo and Serena on stage, which was great. We'll see.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
I guess that's always a challenge, being in a big band, is like the cat herding that goes on, trying to bring everyone together and organise logistics and flights and are you available and all that kind of jazz. This will be the first time that you've played as the Herd. Earthboy played a couple of years back at the People's Blockade, but that's really cool that you're going to be playing there.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Always love a good protest. Quite a few acts playing on the weekend, isn't it? But
yes, we're about to talk to Mudrat, who's going to be playing there as well. Garidula is coming down from, I think Garidula is like from Wangan Jangalingu country and has been sort of holding the blockade against Adani, but is like an absolutely dope MC as well. So I'm really excited to see Garidula and a number of other artists playing.
Yeah, it's something like we've looked forward to. We've always loved seeing what happens each year. And just love seeing it grow as well. Hats off to them. Their messaging is just so on point. It's like just seeing Rising Tide in the interviews and the build-up. It's quite entertaining to watch how the mainstream media is trying to, like, turn it, and then Rising Tide can change the conversation and come out on top.
Yes. Yeah, there's some pretty nimble young people involved there. And interesting parallels too, because you've got 20 years since the release of The Sun Never Sets, and it's about 20 years since the People's Blockade was happening as well. And I'm sure you'll I hope you play The King Is Dead, because that's a bit of an anthem to the end of the Howard government. And yeah, it's interesting.
Good chances that song will come out, yeah.
It's interesting that we're still fighting the same sort of fights against massive fossil fuel exports, but it's also interesting to see how much has changed in that 20-year period. We have made a little bit of progress.
Yeah, it's definitely the fight never stops, isn't it? It's like as long as we're fighting on the right side of history, then we'll always need to keep fighting. But also in other areas, you do see a lot more change as well. Just like what's happened with Palestine over the last couple of years, it feels like the youth will never be this. The current youth have changed so much on Palestine that in the years to come it could never be the same as you guys get older and take over the world.
Yeah, like the number of Palestine rallies I've been to over the years are just really pretty small. And I mean, the genocide is horrific, and Soul of My Soul, I think, really captures that. But it's really been amazing to see the vast scale of protests around the world. And that's just really shifted, like public opinion has just shifted so much against Israel and its ongoing attempts to conquer what remains of Palestine.
Yeah, and it's an impressive amount of knowledge that's got out there now about what's been happening and the history of the place. So many people know so much more, even including myself. Like, even though I was working on some Palestine projects even like 23 years ago, I've learned more in the last 3 years than I knew before.
Word. All right. Well, we've got to wrap it up. Now, the Herd's obviously playing at the Blockade next year, and then you're going on tour next year. Where can people catch tickets to your tour, particularly here in Melbourne?
Yeah, sure. It's the website's called destroyalllines.com. But I usually just go into Google and search for the Herd tour, and you'll find it. But the Melbourne gig is on the 20th of February at 170 Russell. So that's an 18 plus gig. But yeah, it'll be a lot of fun coming down to Melbourne again.
Yes. Well,
looking forward to meeting you then, and also at the Blockade, because Green Left is always at the People's Blockade every year. We cover it, and looking forward to seeing you perform, and we love your music, Tracksuit. We hope you keep playing for another 20 years. Your music has really connected across generations during the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan, and now against the backdrop of the genocide in Gaza. So, and also the racist Cronulla riots as well. You've done so much to highlight some of these issues. And we're going to go out on a song, Soul of My Soul. That is the protest song by The Herd against the Israel genocide of Palestinians, and it features vocal contributions from Palestinian artists Serene Moore and Big Rids, and all proceeds from the song go to Olive Kids, which is a foundation dedicated to supporting Palestinian children.
Thank you. Yeah, and it'd be great to meet you all.
Yeah, sick. All right. Thanks, Tracksuit.
Thank you, Zane. Okay. Thanks, Chloe.
Thanks, Tracksuit. Okay.